So we celebrate today this great feast of the Holy Innocents. The first question that's going to come to people's minds is, why? Why does God allow this? Even more, we might ask the question, why does God wake up Saint Joseph and tell him to take the child and his mother and to get out of there? Didn't wake up anybody else's parents. He allowed all those children to be slaughtered. Why? Because God will bring about a greater good than the evil that was done. Do we think the parents at that time would have understood that? Probably not. These would have been Jewish people. Bethlehem is just about 5 miles outside of Jerusalem. Would have been all Jewish people, so at least they had their faith in God. But one can imagine their faith might have been shaken rather profoundly when something like this would happen. And it makes us then stop and think, not only as we look at what's going on objectively around us, more than a billion now having been slaughtered worldwide since all of this has been made legal. What a horrific thing. And yet God allows it. I've often said, if I was God, and thanks be to God, I am not, but if I was, I suspect that I would have intervened on the first time in 1973 when this happened, supposedly legally, and I would have put an end to it real fast. Thankfully, I'm not God. And yet at the same time, now that we have exceeded more than a billion children, God still hasn't intervened and put an end to it. Why? Because he's going to bring about a greater good than the evil that has been perpetrated. In the immediate, the good is that these children are in heaven. They are saints. In the future, these children are going to be part of an army that is going to have to be reckoned with. Their blood is going to have to be redeemed. And so we haven't seen the end of this yet. And for most of us, we haven't even seen the good of it. Now, if that's the case with something that is so heinous, then we ask ourselves, what about all the things that happen in our lives that seem to make no sense? Why would God allow this? Where is God? How come God doesn't do something? Or we hear these absolutely asinine things coming out of people's mouths. If God doesn't intervene pretty soon, he owes an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah. Really? How stupid can we be? Well, let's not ask that question because we don't want to know the answer. But all we do is just continually, over and over and over again, prove our ignorance and our lack of faith. God is in complete control. God was in control in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. He allowed this horrible thing to happen. Can you imagine these poor parents? As this happened right in front of them. And they had to live with that for the rest of their lives. And God allowed it. Certainly it was going to shake the faith of these people. And yet if they would turn to God in the midst of that, in time they would begin to understand what good God is going to bring about in their lives through this. Certainly that's not something one is going to be able to recognize in the immediate, and neither is it for us. When bad things happen in our lives and we tend to get angry at God, we have to ask ourselves, Am I trusting? Do I have faith? We will only understand with time why God allowed certain things. And even then, it may not even be until we're in eternity before we're going to understand. Right now, he is simply asking for faith and for trust. And that in the midst of the evils, that we would turn to him, that we would remain faithful to him, that we would continue to strive to live virtuous lives, even in the pain, even in the struggles, even in the sufferings. God is not asking easy things from us. God is asking us to be saints. Perhaps we can say for these little children, as wrong as all this was, they had the easy route to sainthood. Their parents had a very difficult route to sainthood. God is calling you and me to be saints. And he's not giving us an easy route. He's putting the cross squarely on our shoulders and asking us to carry it. And we have to try to be faithful. We have to try not to doubt and try not to question and try not to complain. That doesn't come naturally to us either. And so we have to seek his grace. We have to trust. We have to be able to look at situations like what we're dealing with today for the holy innocents. Be able to see that with time, as we can look back on it, we can see that this actually glorifies God. That somehow this is actually for the best. On the natural level, it certainly doesn't look that way at all. But if we can learn from something like this, as horrible and disgusting as it is, then we can apply that same lesson to everything else that happens in our world, in our own lives. God is in control. It is all for his greater glory. It is all to make us into saints.